Hello, welcome to another episode of
Don't Be Weird.
I'm Deirdre.
I'm Stacy.
Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Happy Sunday.
Oh, happy Sunday. So, I see you got your crystals there.
Girl, I got
so
more.
Many crystals.
I have six now, six bracelets. They're really cool, though.
Yeah, take me through them.
Oh, now this is a test.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. If you're going to be one of those people that buys crystals, I feel that you should know the crystals you're wearing.
No, I definitely do, but it's like it's a test now.
Is that quartz?
No, this is moonstone.
Okay, ooh.
This is cryophase.
Ooh.
This one is sunstone. This is citrine. And I never can pronounce this one.
Okay.
So we're just going
to. Can you try it so just to be funny?
Rhodochrysite?
Oh,
rhodochrysite?
I like that. It sounds right.
Something like that.
It sounds right.
Yeah.
Is any specific one that does something special?
Yes.
Okay.
So one of them is for protection, another is for manifestation, another is for self love.
Oh.
Moonstone is good for. I don't remember.
The moon?
Sure. I don't remember.
It's just like good for the moon.
Listen, when I went to the shop, this really cool crystal shop in the East Village, these were the bracelets that kind of like called me.
Wait, let's give the listeners a little, hold on, ready? There you go.
They're really pretty.
They're really cute.
And they make me feel good. Listen.
That's important.
I'm 6 days out of Aunt Flo making her appearance.
Okay. So there you go. Get your crystals out, girl.
I'm trying to do everything that I can to help myself from not losing my shit.
Yo shit. So it's good because you're segueing into our very special email that we got. And by the way, we love when you email us. Please, please email us at don'tbeweirdpodcast@gmail.com with any questions, weird stories, whatever you want to ask. So this is from a first-time emailer, long-time listener, David in NYC. He says, "Hi, Stacy and Deirdre. I have a girlfriend whose behavior will change. And then like 1 to 2 days into it, she'll mention, I have my period. Can I please get a notification on my phone for that shit? Just so I can be more supportive and to give me more context for the often ridiculous conversations and extra things that are my fault." David in NYC.
Oh, okay. I like that.
I do too. I feel like we don't realize
how crazy we
are. Yeah, how much our behavior can affect us. Yeah, especially if you're in a relationship. Like,
yeah.
I feel like he should download an app.
He should download the period tracker.
Right, exactly.
App. Or he should put notifications on his phone. Like, for example, if she says, oh, today is not a good day, I'm on my period, then he should mark that as day one and then count 14 days from that. That's probably when she's ovulating.
Yeah.
And then 14 days from that is
then she's going to get it.
Exactly.
But then we have to think about that 7 days before you get it.
Right.
Where you just are like a ticking time bomb.
Maybe we should think about some questions for the guys to ask their spouses, significant others, you know.
Yeah, like just like, what do you mean? Like, does she track her period or
no,
like what?
No, kind of like, just like, not a how are you feeling today or like, are you... Honey,
do you need chocolate today?
Do you need chocolate?
Are your boobs hurting? Is that what you're going to say?
Are your boobs tender?
Are your boobs tender today? Like, okay, great. You feeling a little bloated? You look very skinny, honey.
Oh, I don't know. No. None of that. And certainly don't say you seem sensitive. And do not say, why are you acting crazy?
Yeah.
Unless you want to die.
No, but it is a real thing. I think that... if dudes like had the tracker, then he could like open up the calendar and he could be like, oh, okay, I see those red dots are coming. This makes sense. And then, you know, you'd realize why everything is your fault, you know?
I like David's being mindful, though. That's very sweet that he's being mindful.
Yeah, props to David for that. That's good.
I like that.
Keep with your emails. We like that.
Emails are good.
We also have an Instagram now.
We do.
Yeah. So it's at Don't Be Weird Podcast. So just, you know, if you add us, that'd be great. We appreciate it.
Wait, is adding the same as following?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. You know.
Follow us, add us. Yeah. Same thing.
I don't have Instagram.
Like, you don't have the Instas?
Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
So that's why I can never hand Deirdre the phone when I'm trying to show her some cute guy that I'm just starting to date. Because she's liable to like something from 52 weeks ago. And then I'd be like, well, time to die.
Right. And now I'm just gonna delete.
And let me just jump out the window. Yeah. Let me just block him. That's mortifying.
She was Stacey.
I can't trust her.
No, I know. You literally do have to hand like keep the phone
at a distance. Yeah.
And then scroll.
So I just wanna say I have 3 dates lined up.
That's awesome.
This week.
I'm excited. Tell me.
Tuesday, Friday, Sunday.
Nice.
I went on one today with a 24-year-old.
Emphasis on the...
Do you know that I didn't realize he was 24?
Okay.
Like, it somehow slipped... Like, it slipped through somehow. I don't know if I just chose not to look at it or, like... Didn't realize it. He was like, I don't think it's a problem.
So how did it come up? How did you guys meet?
We met on an app.
Okay. Doesn't it have the age?
Yeah, but I just guess it didn't occur to me.
Okay.
And sometimes it doesn't occur to me. I guess unless they're like older or something. But so we were out and then, you know, we met at the coffee shop and then I was like, how old are you? And he's like 24. And I literally almost fell onto the floor.
Wait, hold on, you little puma. Aren't you supposed to gauge the age in the apps? Like, can't you gauge, like, your lowest to your highest?
I suppose you can.
So is your range
Maybe my
set?
Range is not set well. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll leave that there. Tried to pull a fast one.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny? I just maybe wanted to see, you know, maybe I was thinking, oh, I'll just see who comes along. But I feel that there is a difference. Like there's a strange thing about someone who's that young where they're just like this blank slate.
Yes.
And stuff hasn't happened to them yet.
They're
just
still
like
a child.
It's almost like that. Like
yeah.
A childlike quality. Though. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a child.
I don't know. Yes. Deirdre. Yeah.
You need a man.
I need a man.
You need a man. Not a man boy.
I know.
And no offense to him, but 24 is, in my opinion, for what you want, and I know what you're looking for in a male counterpart. I think that's a little on the young side.
All right. Well, I'm going to see him again just to see what it's like.
Okay, Stacey.
Just to see.
All right.
But, yeah, the other ones are of age.
Nice. Nice.
Of age.
Good. And you met them all on the app?
Yeah. See, apping it up.
Yeah, I go back and forth as far as if I want to go back on or not.
Mm-hmm.
I did have fun on the app.
Yeah,
and then
it can be fun.
Not really fun. let me be clear.
It can be fun and horrifying.
Yeah, true.
I
go back and forth because the last couple of guys that I met and the last guy I dated, I met them in real life. And that was pretty awesome to kind of meet someone unexpectedly in real life.
Totally.
I think everyone wants that, though.
Yeah, but we're also fucking shy. I don't know.
Yes. I didn't realize how shy I was.
Okay.
I'm shy.
Okay.
I'm really shy.
The weather talk didn't help.
The weather talk does when I can pronounce words and enunciate and make clear concrete sentences.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You know what's funny? I feel like I'm the same. Like, it's like if I think a guy is really attractive, I lose all the motor skill. Like, I can't do that.
But if
a guy is like whatever, I'm just like, totally fine.
I would like smile and then do this weird like laugh thing. And then I think they're probably like, she's do something wrong with her.
She's touched.
She's special. Bless her little heart.
You are special. Well, anyway, I'll be busy dating this week. I'll let you know how it goes.
Well, I will be busy looking once again for Girl Scout cookies.
Oh.
At this point, I think that someone is messing with me.
The saga continues because I have to tell the story. So yesterday I went to brunch, and just before I went to brunch, I shot a little picture of the Girl Scouts outside of Whole Foods in Harlem. And I sent it to Deirdre. I'm like, hey, look, they're here. You know, I'm like, do you want me to grab you something on my way back? She's like, yeah, was it Samoas and Thin Mints? I'm like, okay, great. I leave brunch and they're fucking gone. They're gone. It's like they were never there.
Yeah.
There was not a trace.
This is some weird, like, yeah, alternate universe. Something's happening.
Definitely weird.
Yeah. Girl Scouts, where are you? Please.
Yeah. Send us some cookies.
Help a sister out, please.
I mean, I can't even eat them, but...
Please.
They were like $3 a box back in the day. What are they now, like $7 or $8?
They're $5.
Oh, they're $5?
They're $5.
Oh, great.
What? No.
I mean, I thought it would be way more now.
No, but... And then the box is smaller, too.
Oh, that's rude.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, then it's easier to eat a sleeve.
Which is dangerous.
That's very dangerous.
Because then you eat it and you're like, what happened to my cookies?
Conspiracy! Mutiny! All right. Well, let's talk about something positive. What did you do this week? Didn't you do something wonderful?
Yeah, I went to a book signing for Mark Lesser.
Okay.
He is a life coach / spiritual advisor.
Is he a guru?
He would... I don't know if he would be considered a guru. What are you getting at, Stacey?
Is he a cult leader, Deirdre?
So we all sat around, and then he passed out this little cup of punch. No, I'm kidding.
I'm sure he did.
No.
I'm sure he did.
It was at... have you ever been to the Deepak Chopra
Tea
Center?
Party?
Yeah. No.
Been to it. Didn't like it.
No, the Deepak Chopra Center at ABC Home and Carpet.
No.
It's like an event space there.
Okay.
So he was promoting his new book, 7 Practices of a Mindful Leader. And it was really awesome.
Okay, you want to read some of those practices?
I don't have them pulled up right now because
Do you want to be a mindful leader?
I do. I think we all do.
All right.
Right?
Or do we want to be led by someone who's a mindful leader?
Are there
the people who get led and then those who lead? Like, what is the dichotomy here?
That's a really good question. I feel like all of us have it in us to be a mindful person.
So I guess it makes sense because I guess what the idea is that if you're a leader, then you're inspiring others to do something. And in this regard, I'm assuming it's probably very positive.
Right.
So then... You know,
see, my definition of everyone has different definitions.
It's not like you're trying to control somebody.
No, yeah. No. And it's more of the practices are more of, for example, one of them is do the work and love the work that you do. Okay.
Oh, I do that every day.
Well, it's not necessarily the work as far as your occupation.
Okay.
The work is more of like the self work.
Wait a second.
Stacey looks really mind blown right now. What's happening?
No, 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 girl, because the cult.
No, don't, girl. No. Girl, bye with your cult.
No, I know, but hold up a second. Another name for that cult was called The Work.
Okay.
So we need to look a little further into this. It was called The Study, The Work, School.
Stacey, I can't right now.
I have PTSD. You went for me. I don't trust anyone. Not even you, Deirdre. No, I'm just kidding. So, all right.
So it's do the work, meaning doing the work for yourself.
Yeah.
Whatever the work is to help yourself be the best version of yourself.
Did you get...
So actually putting the work in and loving the work, loving the discipline, loving the, you know, the challenges and the to-do lists and the things, the goals that you set for yourself. Loving that.
Do you think these birds outside my window are loving the work right now?
They are.
I'm feeling like they're really loving the work right now. Spring is on the way.
Spring is on the way.
I'm hearing it right now.
No, but it was good. I liked it.
I'm
liked
glad.
It a lot.
So, did you get your book signed?
No, the line was too long.
Did you ask a question?
I did not ask a question.
But was there a scenario
where
people
were... Yeah, it was probably
about
60 people. Mm-hmm. And he read excerpts of his book. And then we did a group meditation. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Is there anything you took from it that you'd like to share with our listeners?
One thing that another exercise that we did, we had to talk to the person next to us, to Ooh, talk to a stranger.
Yeah.
So the first exercise was the one person kind of, just not kind of, the one person discuss something that they've learned or something that happened to them of the past week, something positive.
Okay.
And then the second person, their exercise is to fully listen and be attentive. Now, that's something that you wouldn't think would be hard, but for some people, it was really challenging to stop, look at their partner in the eye, mm-hmm. and really listen to what they have to say, as opposed to being distracted by other conversations mm-hmm. or looking at their cell phones, mm-hmm. etc. So after we did that exercise, probably 3 minutes, some people commented, and I feel like the overall tone was people miss having a connection.
Yeah.
People miss being connected.
Wow, yeah.
Because we're so disconnected and we have so many different distractions.
Yeah.
And this one woman shared her story that was similar, whatever her partner did during that week, it was similar story to an experience that happened to her, and she was just so excited to know that someone else was going through something like that. Positive stuff. It was okay. Great.
Yeah.
So I would say the takeaway is being connected and wanting to connect.
And I feel like we know that, we've talked about it a little bit, I think, that people want connection. Like, and that it kind of, especially in a big city, it's difficult, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're all buzzing around. We're all fucking busy.
Yeah.
It
was great, though. I loved it.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to read the book.
How did you hear about it?
How did I hear about that? Online. I'm always looking for things in the city that have to do with holistic, spiritual, self-help, self-improvement.
My opinion I love on that stuff is like, it can never hurt.
Absolutely not.
It can only help.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The crystals, it can only help.
Listen, the crystals...
Crystals can't hurt you.
No. Crystals, they come from the earth, right?
Wait, there's no, like, evil crystals?
What do you mean?
Are there crystals that are bad crystals that's like, oh, no, don't touch that crystal?
No, I think it's more of the intention of the person as opposed to the crystal.
Okay. Ooh, interesting.
Boom.
Wow.
Hashtag it's getting real, right?
So now, you were saying that you can hide crystals elsewhere? Where can you hide those?
So Stacy is referencing.
Where can you hide these crystals?
The fact that I put, I have put one of my little small kyanite crystals, which is like a meditation protection crystal, in my bra before.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Is there a chakra there? What's there?
The heart chakra that's here where your sternum would be.
Yeah.
So is there a chakra over my boob? No. But here in my stream.
Might as well be.
Yeah.
That's fine. Anyway.
Oh, you're so funny. I'm going to get you into crystals.
Do it.
Yes, I like this.
Get me into crystals.
I love it. I love my crystals. I have to research my crystals more than I'm wearing on my arm.
I want like legit crystals. Oh, I don't want like the fake shit. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want that East meets West. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't,
do you even know that?
What are you
the reference?
What?
It was a shop in the mall when I was growing up called
The Mall?
East meets West.
No.
They had crystals, incense.
No.
They had things with mushrooms on it.
No. Oh no.
Jewelry. T-shirts. Black lights.
No. This is legit stuff.
Okay. Dashikis. Yes.
Right. What are...
Ponchos.
Just covering it all. Just go all the way around.
Okay.
Anyway. So it was a good week. It was a good week. One thing that I'm really proud of us for...
Oh, yes!
So listeners get this. We
get a hooray for this.
Yes. High five to us. So we usually record on Fridays after work, and this Friday, Stace and I were beyond exhausted, beat, just...
I was like a puddle.
I was so tired.
Yeah.
So we decided to have a little self-care.
Mm-hmm. We canceled.
We canceled.
Yeah. I felt so nervous about texting you.
Why?
I just like was like, oh no, like what if she's disappointed?
No.
But you ended up being happy. You were like, oh my God, me girl, too, girl.
Do you know how happy I was when that text came through and you said, can we do it later? I might have yelled out in my apartment by
Hallelujah.
Myself.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Because I want to go to bed and it's 6 o'clock.
I was in bed with like a face mask on when I was texting you. And I was just like,
I was so happy.
Not going to happen. Like, I was achy. Like, I was just so tired.
Yeah, it was last week was in the weather. The as weather. Well.
The wet, again with the weather.
Here we go.
Again with the weather. No, but like, I was achy and weird. And everyone at work was achy and weird.
Yeah.
It was just a strange thing happening.
So we decided to push it back and do a.
We're doing it Sunday.
And this is nice.
It is nice, you know. It's lovely. I had my coffee date this morning.
Yes.
We walked to Randall's Island. It was great. Nice. Now I'm here with you. It's lovely.
Randall's Island. How do you walk to Randall's Island?
The pedestrian bridge.
Wow, I've never done that.
Yeah, it's lovely.
That's cool.
It's literally right here.
I didn't realize that it was year-round.
It's right here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought Randall's Island was... No, I'm thinking of Governor's Island.
Oh, you're thinking of the one you have to take a boat to. Yes, that's all the way downtown at the seaport.
I was like, how did you get there walking and everyone else has to take a boat? There's a giant bridge
that goes from here to there. It's magical.
I was thinking of Governor's Island. I'm like, Stacey's lying.
Oh, my God.
She cannot walk to Governor's Island. No one can walk to Governor's Island.
How dare you? You... Unbelievable. So unbelievable.
That was fun.
No, that was, it was really fun.
Okay, and the date?
And he was just like, wow, I can't believe this is here. And I was like, yeah, like, it's cool. It was good though.
Nice.
Yeah, he was cute.
Any potential date number two?
He was the young one.
Oh, this is the 24-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay.
We'll do it again.
Nice.
I'm going to do it again. I'm just trying it out.
Just try it out and you see. You never know.
Just try it out.
What's the youngest guy you've dated?
That's it right there.
24?
That's the one, yeah.
Okay.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, because when I was younger, years ago, I went on a date with a 21-year-old. This was when I was 30.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. So similar age difference.
I think when I was 28, I dated a 25-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 38.
Did it go far?
No, 28. Jesus Christ.
Wait, I have a story.
28, I dated a 25-year-old.
That's not bad. That's not bad. 25 and 28 is not
Yeah.
bad. But I have a story about the one when I was 30. So we met in real life.
Nice.
We met at a Halloween party. He was a cat lady, and I was a cat. So it worked out. It was great.
That's cute.
Super cute. So... We went out on a drink date, and then I was waiting for, like, the dinner date, but then he, like, drink dated me again, and then he drink dated me again, but on the third drink date, he was like, can we just go back to your place?
And it sounds like a riddle.
Yeah. It's like a riddle. This is like a riddle. Oh, my God. So then he's
next
like.
Next you're going to be like, yeah. I had 2 ounces. Rosé on date two.
Yeah.
But on date three.
It's going to turn into Common Core math. So then suddenly he's like, can we go back to your place? And then I got angry, you know?
Right.
And so then I said, no. And I'm like, you know, I think that's rude that you're asking me that. And he goes, you know, I thought because you were older, like, you'd be a little easier.
Oh.
And I was like, what? Like, I could not believe he said that. And I was like, okay, like, obviously this date's over. Would you believe 9 months later or so, like, he texted me an apology?
Wow, I like that.
Like, he thought about that? Like, that's weird to me.
I think that's great.
That many months later, I remember looking at his last text, right? Mm-hmm. Seeing where we went on the date. And then to the text that he sent me. And it's like, that was how long it had been.
Mm-hmm.
So that was on his mind for that long? Like, that's strange.
Maybe not. Maybe the scenario happened to him. Maybe he grew up a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe he discussed it with some friends, and they told them, actually, you're kind of
a jerk. And
yeah.
I like that, though.
He apologized. And it wasn't like he was trying to apologize to get another date or anything.
No, he just genuinely
reached out to apologize.
Good for him.
I was like, damn.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Young one.
If you're out there.
Young lad. Bravo.
Good job.
Good job. Keep it up.
But yeah, like, you know, it wasn't even like he was trying very hard. That's the other thing. Like, we talked about this.
Right.
It's like, you want to get into my panties? We could try a little harder than, like, we keep going to the same place for a drink. Like, that's
right.
Redundant. Right. Weird. And I know what you're up to. Like, anyway, it was really cute. I'm not gonna lie.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if I've received any past apologies. I actually did.
Okay.
This guy that I met at a bar when I first moved to New York City. We dated for a couple months. It ended. And maybe 3 years after that, he emailed me and apologized. For being...
3 years.
3 years. Douchey.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you... at that time, I was going through a lot. And I took it out on you when... You're really a special girl and don't deserve that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Make amends.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was going through a 12-step program. We never know.
Maybe he just meant it, you little shit.
No, I'm just. I can't. Yours and mine. I wasn't just saying.
No. You let me walk right in.
Oh, my God.
One.
Oh, man. Oh. Anyway.
Oh, that was good.
I don't know. I like that. I like apologies. When you can own up to, when you can recognize your fault.
Oh, how about this? When's the last time you apologized to someone?
Ooh, this is good. When's the last time I apologized? I have to think about that. It may have been in a work situation.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty sure, actually. It was in a work situation where I jumped to a conclusion or I, you know. Yeah. Like, made a quick assumption about something and it was wrong.
Got
apologized.
It.
Apologized. But I think in my family, you know, I've done that with family members. I'm trying to think of a specific example. Can you think of a specific example?
Yeah. I'd have to say earlier this week. My mom and I had a phone conversation, and of course, my mom being my number one fan in every aspect, gave her mom opinion on something, and I just lashed out. I was just being a jerk, and I felt so bad afterwards, because I knew her intentions were good, and I was just...
I've been there.
Yeah, and I felt so bad.
Heard, yeah.
Yeah, so I apologized.
Been there.
I called her and I apologized. And
that's
then I
very
did
nice
a,
of
yeah,
you.
And then I text her some like cute emoji.
That's
thing.
Very sweet.
Yeah. And you know, it's fun.
I've been there. I'm sure many people have been there with the mom, right? Especially when you get older.
Yes. And when she says something that I know is right.
Exactly.
But it's like, I don't want to hear it.
Right. You know what I do is I started doing this thing and my mom thinks it's really funny actually, is instead of, because I do the same thing, I get angry, especially when they're right. You know, it's like, I just go, all right, I love you. I gotta go. And then like, she'll call me back later. Or, like, my dad will call me. He's like, oh, you did that. I love you. I gotta go. Like,
right.
It's just like, yeah, I wasn't ready.
Not yet.
Wasn't ready.
Not yet.
Yeah.
It needs to come naturally.
Yeah.
Wasn't there. Next time.
So funny. All right, I love you. Gotta go.
Yeah.
Just meet me. Click. Hang up the phone.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
It feels like good when you apologize, when you genuinely mean it.
No, it does.
You know?
And it also clears the air.
It does.
Yeah.
And it's a way to show growth.
Yes.
In yourself, I think.
Yeah.
To acknowledge that
you're not always right or...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That you're not always right and or you might have done something that affected or hurt another person and taking accountability.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Yes.
What else? I'm trying to think if I have any Subway rants from this week.
What do I have? Other than the same performers on the same
rainy
trains.
It was a rainy week. Oh, you don't want the same performers? Are you?
I'm after 10 years.
You're like, yeah, I've seen you do that before.
I've seen you do it before. I know your routine, bro.
You do the Temptation song, My Girl.
So funny.
You know, with, yeah.
Gets them every time.
Yeah. Other than that, no.
It was a rainy week. Okay. You know? So then there was like
that. Back to the weather.
Yeah. There was that whole subway where like it's confusing where to put your umbrella.
Yes.
And then like drips all over people. It's very annoying. And then you have to hold your coffee. It was tough.
Yeah.
It was. I was very cranky.
I'm not into the rain in New York City.
Yeah.
Snow, fine.
Well, you're from, do we say where you're from? No.
Out west.
You're from,
yeah. I'm from out west.
Paradise is there. You'll have all that you can eat, milk and honey over there. You know who that is?
Nope.
Natalie Merchant. It's an old song.
I don't. Natalie Merchant. Does she sing the cowboy song?
Where all the cowboys go?
Does she sing that song?
No, but now I'm thinking of that.
Where's my John Wayne?
No, I don't know that one.
That's not.
I mean, I know that one, but that's not
Natalie. Who?
It's not. I don't know who that is.
Someone let me know.
Someone tell us. Please. Email us.
You know the song. Where is my John Wayne?
Where? Cheryl Crow.
No, that's no. No. That's definitely not. Stacey's looking it up right now.
Where have all the cowboys gone?
Yeah. I thought that was Natalie Merchant.
No. Hold on. Oh my God, Paula Cole.
Oh, wow.
No. That's really funny.
Natalie Merchant. I can't remember her song.
I think she was in Natalie Merchant in 1,000 Maniacs.
Is she the, I don't want to wait till our lives.
No, she was the,
Because the night belongs to love.
Do you know that song?
That sounds like Cher.
You no.
Do you okay, we're not gonna start. Listeners do not want to hear me sing. I have the worst voice singing. But I love karaoke.
I love karaoke too.
I love karaoke.
I go by myself.
What is your go-to karaoke
song? Why I just died in your arms tonight. Do you know that one?
Yes.
Yes.
Must have been something.
You said yeah. I should have walked away. I rock that song, girl.
I love that.
That is my jam.
Mine is
like,
what is it? I'm sorry, I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be. But if you wait around a while, then you'll fall for me, I promise.
Wow.
No.
Yeah. This is good.
Yeah. It's awful. I'm not listening to this recording.
I would fall in love with you. I would fall in love with you immediately.
Oh, I sound so bad. That's
no,
really
cute.
No,
you sound cute.
Thank you. And it's funny because the more I drink when I do karaoke, the better I sound.
Yeah.
Or I think
or
I sound.
Or you think you sound. Right.
So then by the end
then
of the night.
Then you'll try for those hard notes.
Yes.
Like you really.
Or in my case, I ask all my friends, do you think I should audition for American Idol?
And then they pretend they didn't hear you.
Some do. And then some's like, oh, like,
oh, that's
so
cute. Go sit down. Sit down.
Sit down.
Be humble.
I'm like, no, but really, do you think I should audition?
That's great. Well, I think that concludes this Sunday episode.
What are you having for Sunday dinner?
I'm going to go food shopping. Oh!
Nice.
I'm going to go and try and make eyes at someone at the supermarket. How about that?
Nice.
Yeah.
Just to make sure he's not carrying any diapers.
You know what? At this point?
No. We're not at that age. No. You can still be selective, honey. No. If he's got diapers and formula, leave him
sensitive.
Alone.
No.
Leave him alone.
All right.
And I mean baby diapers, not male diapers.
Oh, Jesus. That takes it to a whole other level. I'm not dating up there yet. I'm not there yet. The slider on the Tinder, it's not that far over yet.
Right.
But you never know. Anyway.
One day at a time.
Yeah. Wow, we took it full circle
there.
With the 12-step program.
We did.
One day at a time. All right. Oh, yeah. Follow us on Instagram. Don't Be Weird Podcast.
Email us any questions you might have. Definitely. At don'tbeweirdpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And
stay weird, people.
Stay weird.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.